Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected elders and dear brothers in Islam, we are very fortunate to have in our midst a great scholar of Islam, Hazrat Maulana Khalilur Rahman Sajjad Nadwi, Damat Barakatuhum. Hazrat Maulana is the son of a very illustrious father, Hazrat Maulana Manzoor Nomani Rahmatullah Alayh. He grew up in a home of great piety, in the lap of the great people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From a very tender age, he went to study at Darul Uloom Nadwatul Ulama in Lucknow. He graduated from Darul Uloom there. Then he went to study in Darul Uloom Deoband. And finally, he went to the holy city of Medina Munawwara, where he studied Tafsirul Quran, and he attained a PhD in the field of Tafsirul Quran from the Medina University. Hazrat Maulana, while he was in Medina Sharif, also spent a long time in the company of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahab, and other pious personalities. After having completed his studies, he returned to his hometown of Lucknow. He lectured at Darul Uloom Nadwatul Ulama, and he is presently involved in various activities. There is no time to go into the details of these activities. Just suffice to say that Hazrat Maulana has established an NGO, the biggest NGO in UP. It's called the Rahman Foundation. It does a lot of humanitarian and welfare work. He's a member of the Milli Council, which is a political think tank on behalf of the Muslims in India. He's a member of the All India Personal Law Board. He's the editor of the Al Furqan magazine, which has now been published for the last 75 years. His late father founded this, and Maulana is the editor for the last 20 some odd years. He's doing extensive work among non-Muslims in India, the Hindus particularly. Through his efforts, alhamdulillah, many people have come into the fold of Islam. And there are many other such aspects. Hazrat Maulana is a da'i, he's traveled worldwide to spread the deen of Allah, to spread the message of Islam. Inshallah al-Aziz, he will address us now. And inshallah tonight, particularly for professionals, there is a program at the Hartley Road School. All people from the professional background are invited to attend this particular program. Both the programs, the Jummah program, as well as the program tonight in the professionals, will be delivered in English, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين إله الأولين والآخرين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وسيد الأولين والآخرين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى كل من دعا بدعوته وسن بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. Dear brothers in Islam, it's my first visit to this country, and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the tremendous Islamic activities going over in this country, and I congratulate you for that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept every work being done here. The massages, the marakis, the educational activity, and tremendous potential which does exist in this country encourages me to give you some suggestions at this moment. First of all, increase your iman and increase your understanding of Islam. Islam is not a culture of any particular community, as unfortunately being understood not by non-Muslims only, but many Muslims as well. Islam is the message of love and oneness. Islam is the eternal message revealed by merciful Almighty for all-round development of entire mankind. Try to understand Islam with a positive mindset, not a reactionary mindset. Try to understand Islam as it was revealed. Rahmatan lil alameen. Islam is not a movement launched by any political leader to capture the power and to capture the resources Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created in this world. Allah azza wa jal mentioned in one of the ayahs in Quran that he sent all the prophets and he revealed all the books just for the cause of establishing a just system in this world. لقد أرسلنا رسولنا بالبينات وأنزلنا معهم الكتاب والميزان ليقوم الناس بالقسط. We sent the messengers and revealed the ayats and signs, very clear signs, and the book through them, so that the people may establish a system of justice. لِيَقُومَ النَّاسِ, for the people, common people. It is a message of mercy for the entire mankind to make them successful in this world and the hereafter. The second suggestion is that try to live for the community, try to live for the humanity, to live for only oneself. Anybody who lives for himself only or for his family, I don't think that he is following correctly the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. What a beautiful slogan, a guiding slogan, a call made by Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam with instructions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he called إن صلاتي, my prayers, my salah, وَنُسُكِي, and my sacrifices, وَمَحْيَايَ, and my life, and my death. This all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. None, there is nobody who can claim any partnership in all of these my activities. لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين. And I have been ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, and I am the first one who is Muslim. And this end of this ayah tells us that what Islam really stands for. وأنا أول المسلمين. Please try to live for the humanity. Try to live for others. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِيَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. We belong to an ummah which has been created to live for others. There is a huge difference between the lifestyle of a man who lives for himself, for his family, and between the lifestyle of a man who lives for the humanity, for the mankind. He saves his energy, he saves his money, he saves his time, he doesn't waste anything. He doesn't do israf. He saves everything and manages the resources he got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully, so that he spread the afiyah, spread the peace and salam towards all corners of the world, or at least towards whatever distance he can. Good economic activity is going on in this country. Is something which makes any visitor happy. But can I suggest to you that please make this economic activity benefit others as well, not you only. The local people, the native people, the indigenous people, the poor people of this country, who have been downtrodden since centuries, who did not experience anything besides exploitation, when they should experience something very different from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. As far as I know, that they serve you in your shops, they serve you in your homes. Please pay back something to them. And pay back to them what we are ought to pay back to entire humankind as being members of Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Try to understand, try to appreciate the opportunities. There are so many challenges Ummat is facing worldwide. And also there are tremendous opportunities. Try to appreciate those opportunities and utilize them to win the people, win as much as possible. Not win to yourself, but win to the message of Islam, to the beauty of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you an opportunity which I don't think that it is found anywhere in the world right now. Please don't make the mistakes so many people make when they get so much wealth. Don't make the mistakes some of the people have made them in Burma, in Uganda, in Fiji, in so many countries. This is my clear message to everybody, every Muslim in this country. My humble suggestion, please organize your resources. Organize your resources as you build a society. You build not only in your family, your near or close family, but the entire society. You can do it. You have got the potential. You have got that length, that standard of thinking, and that standard of knowing what is going on in this world. And remove the duality between deen and dunya. Remove the division between. It is not correct that our salats remain for Allah and our economic activity remain for ourselves. This is not Islam. Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, I can swear that their business, their economic activity, their whole life was for the sake of Islam. And this gave them such power. This gave them so much strength. This gave them so much strength, and this transformed them from the poorest nation of the world of one of the richest nation of the world. They used to beg before Islam. They used to look after for a piece of bread before Islam. But within 25 years after the arrival of Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, the whole scenario was changed. They transformed themselves into a community which live to serve. They lived in this world to serve the community. Please try your best. Learn this spirit from your ulama and elders. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us courage and give us vision. Ameen. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.